According to a joint announcement by China and Nepal, the new height of Mount Chomolungma, the world's highest peak, is 8,848.86 meters. The two countries reached a consensus last year to jointly declare the remeasured height of the peak and conduct scientific research on it. Chinese President Xi Jinping, exchanging letters with his Nepali counterpart Vidya Devi Bhandari yesterday, called Mount Chomolungma an important symbol of the China-Nepal traditional friendship. This year also marks the 65th anniversary of the establishment of the diplomatic relations between China and Nepal. President Xi says that both sides have steadily advanced the building of the Belt and Road Initiative and are turning the vision of a cross-Himalaya connectivity network into reality. Bhandari said Nepal and China have always been good neighbors, friends, and partners. She said she's more than happy to jointly announce the height with Xi Jinping, as the mountain is a lasting symbol of the traditional friendship between Nepal and China. Premier Li Keqiang says China will ensure the continuity and sustainability of its macro policies and try to keep the economy running within a reasonable range. That came as the Chinese Premier met Kristalina Georgieva, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, via video link in Beijing. Li Keqiang says he's confident that China's economy will register positive growth this year. Georgieva says the IMF appreciated China's important role in trade, global economic recovery, poverty reduction, promoting low-carbon growth, and other areas. She also expressed the IMF's readiness to enhance cooperation with China in upholding multilateralism and reviving global trade to strengthen the momentum of economic recovery globally. Chengdu City, capital of Sichuan Province, reported 4 new domestically transmitted COVID-19 cases and 1 asymptomatic case yesterday. One of the newly confirmed patients is the granddaughter of 2 confirmed patients who were reported on Monday, and a school canteen worker tested positive during the city screening with nucleic acid tests. As of 8 p.m. Tuesday, 163 close contacts of the confirmed cases and the asymptomatic case have been traced and placed under medical observation. Swab samples have been collected from 143 of them. So far, 73 people have tested negative, with the remaining results still to be released. The number of COVID-19 cases in the United States has now topped 15 million as various states see a spike in cases. The latest tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. has recorded more than 15 million cases and over 284,000 deaths. California has the largest number of cases at over 1.3 million, followed by Florida with just over 1 million cases. By far, the United States remains the nation worst hit by the pandemic, with the world's most cases and deaths. The UK is set to drop controversial clauses in divorce bill after agreement with the EU. British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says the UK hopes for movement from the European Union in the Brexit trade talks in the next few days.
We have to ensure that those red lines, those principles of independence and sovereignty, are respected by the EU side. I hope that the EU will recognise that. A deal is in all of our interests, but it can't be a deal at any price.
Talk of a chaotic British split from the EU grew on Tuesday, with 3 weeks left to break the deadlock in the trade negotiations. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen later today to try and close the differences on the remaining issues. The Iranian government has ruled out the possibility of renegotiations over the nuclear deal. Iran says the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was discussed in detail in 2015 and does not need to be renegotiated. Responding to requests for other states to participate in new talks, Iran said that no new members should join the nuclear deal. U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew Washington from the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions against Iran.